in Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. Where have you been all my life? Or maybe you should ask that of me. Well, I'll tell you where I've been. I talked about it a little bit, a week or so ago. We're in the process of moving, and we are kind of in the middle of that. We're at my mother-in-law's, God bless her, and we're glad to be here. Can't move into our house for a little bit. We have a piecemeal setup here, but we're here, and we're glad to be here. So there'll be, I'll be hit and miss a little bit for the next, until we get settled. If you understand, we're moving cross-country and things, so it's a big ordeal. And thank you for your patience. Thank you for your support and listening. And thank you for all the great guests, guest hosts that have been here. The replays, there have been some really good replays, important replays. Thank you, as always, ladies and gentlemen. And
the one, the only,
Uncle Kevin.
Uncle Kevin is here.
Uncle Kevin
is another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So happy to be here.
We got a great broadcast. We'll be going over news, talking about some important things. It's been a while, so we'll kind of overview of what we see. And also Sherry Rogers. She'll be the second hour. Health is, one of our main components, certainly. And she is at the forefront of medical minds. She's about the best general medical mind that's out there in medicine that I've seen, medical doctors that I've seen. She's right at the tip of the spear. And take advantage of that and take advantage of that interview.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. I got a question for you. Do you know who Nigel Huddleston is?
Nigel Huddleston.
Yeah, don't try to think of something Snives comment.
No.
I don't think.
No. It's too early in the morning.
Nigel Huddleston. I can't even say
it. Yeah, it's early here.
It sounds like he invented the hula hoop or something. Nigel Huddleston is the UK's Minister for Tourism and Sport. Tourism and sport. That's kind of odd, but whatever.
All right.
Here's what he said. Despite the temptation, please don't risk the health of your loved ones by actually hugging them. Now he's going to continue. We all know the rules. If you see somebody behaving in a slightly odd way, then maybe call them out on it in a respectful way, because sometimes some people just forget. So Nigel thinks that you shouldn't hug people.
Yeah, Nigel's a moron, too.
This is another chapter in this continuing nightmare. Mm-hmm. Of government public servants thinking that they're your daddy,
right?
And tell you what to do. I tell my 5-year-old not to hug somebody. Don't hug that stranger. Stay away.
That's right.
Whatever. Nigel Huddleston thinks he can tell you that,
and he does.
And he did.
He did.
He did tell you.
And I mean, they probably listened too.
That's where we are. The amount of compliance I've noticed, moving here to a different place. One of the reasons I'm here is because of the lack of compliance about masks and things and the sheriff here. And we're going to get into much more of that. It's very important. But I still am concerned, seeing some of my relatives, we're going to a restaurant and they want to wear the mask. It's
brainwashing.
I don't know what to say. The mask, it says. I mean, I don't know what to say about this. I know people are scared and they think, well, if it helps or whatever.
It doesn't help. That's the thing.
Bingo. It says on the box, it does not prevent the spread of COVID.
It's like wearing a chain link fence on your face. That's how small the virus is.
And keeping mosquitoes out.
Yeah.
Let's get a chain link fence around our head and try to keep a mosquito from biting us.
Yep. That's about it.
It's moronic.
Yeah. I agree.
And all the years of public school, government school, and now you see what outcome-based education, Skinnerism, Pavlovian training, Charlotte Iserby was explaining to you and how important this is.
Putting a round peg in a round hole.
Bingo.
Years of doing that. Putting a square peg in a square hole.
And square pegs get knocked down into, and square pegs sticking up get knocked out.
Anything that steps and sticking up gets pounded down.
And that's where we are. This is disturbing. We've talked about this as another, and I don't want to, I feel like I go over this every time, and I haven't talked to you very much, but this there is nothing else.
No.
There is nothing else.
Nope.
The battle for liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. If there's no liberty, there's no virtue. If there's no virtue, there's no truth. If there's no truth, there's no love. If there's no love, then God is not present. And as you see us going away from liberty and the liberty being sucked out of us and us giving it away, and we're oozing tyranny now, we're bloated with the toxic ideas that have been put into us.
Yeah.
Now you see chaos happening. Now you see cities being destroyed. Now you, that's what happens. Creation. God is a God of life, God of creation, of bounty. You can take one corn seed in this earth in any reasonable conditions, and you can feed people for eternity.
All around the world.
Eternity.
Mm-hmm.
That is life.
Yes.
This idea of wearing a mask to, go see your relatives at a restaurant is death.
Yeah.
This is death.
Wearing a mask outside.
If this was
by yourself.
In a car.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah.
In a car.
Insane.
When you see somebody doing that, they are either A, too lazy to take it off, I guess. They just get used to it. They don't care. Or B, they're not using their divine spark of reason at all. They have been reduced to an animal, and they are just acting on instinct.
Yeah.
Is that harsh? I don't know. Whatever. Take it any way you want. I don't care. If you're sitting there in your car by yourself with your mask on, you're either A, too lazy to take it off. I'm so sure there's some people that they just leave it on. They just don't even worry about it. Or B, you've been mentally reduced to a beast, and you are just acting on a reflex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are.
That's about it.
In a large part of America, that's exactly how they feel.
Yep.
Now you know why it's so important. My wife and I talked about being at the elevator. Being at the elevator and arguing with these people at the elevators, or just not arguing. I mean, they wanted to argue with us. We're just, right. I'm not waiting.
They were irate that you didn't have a...
Some of them were irate.
Yeah,
I mean, cussing.
Yeah, I know.
Screaming, shooting the bird.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole deal.
The whole deal.
That's how these people are.
They're wacko.
That's how delusional these people are. And they are more than comfortable and aggressive because of the environment, because of the election, because of everything. Mm-hmm. They are more than comfortable to try to force you to change your life.
Yes.
But when you want to put that same offer back to them, they go nuts.
They go nuts.
Well, if you're okay with waiting, if you think waiting is okay, then I invite you to go ahead and get off the elevator and wait all you want.
Yeah, be safe.
Be safe. If you're so concerned, I'm healthy. I'm not waiting.
Right. I ain't waiting. I got things to do.
Right. Listen.
Listen here, crap.
I got life.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez Louise. That's where we are. Continuing with this. Big story out of the Biden, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. The usurper.
Oh, God.
I will not use the word president in that name in the same right next to other. I will not.
I will use the name Mossback. He looks like a Mossback.
The National File. They're here. Biden regime is developing vaccine passport Americans must have to engage in commerce. After months of speculation, today the Washington Post, and this was yesterday, I believe, confirmed that the Biden regime. I like that they use that word. See, they used to use that for third world countries.
Not anymore.
Well, third world countries have armies and barbed wire around the palaces.
What do we have
about Washington?
Same thing.
It's developing a, quote, vaccine passport that Americans may need to present to prove they have received their vaccine, their COVID-19 vaccine. It's not a vaccine. We'll get into that a little bit. It is words matter. Experimental gene therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, experimental gene therapy, not vaccine. Before they will be allowed to engage in commerce in a, quote, return to normalcy that looks nothing like the past. According to the Post, the regime, quote, and this is key, and private companies are working to develop a standard way of handling credentials, often referred to as vaccine passports, that would allow Americans to prove they have been vaccinated against a novel coronavirus as businesses try to reopen. From cruise lines to sports teams, many businesses will require individuals to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Let me correct you. Experimental gene therapy shot before they are offered business.
Mm-hmm.
This is the biggest story of the day.
Yep.
This is a big story. This is big. This is big, big, big. We have talked for years about, control and about going into grocery stores and controlling
anywhere. I mean,
and 5 years ago, you probably thought, oh, that's so that's crazy. 2 years ago, that's nuts. Yeah. They're not going to restrict. They can't stop us from going into a grocery store and all this. And here we are.
On the precipice of it.
Yeah. In about a year.
Yeah.
It all flipped.
Yeah.
It all flipped in about a year.
Yep.
And our ignorance, our apathy, the media that keeps lying to us, a big part of this is we're being lied to continuously.
Oh, big time. Oh, yeah.
Continuously.
Edward Bernays. Wilson administration back in the 30s.
There is an extremely powerful, on Netflix, there's a show called Magic for Humans, and the guy does tricks and stuff, and it's good. There's one episode that will, when you understand the ramifications, will drop you to your knees. In the episode, he talks about the power of the mind, and he goes and does some tricks, whatever, you know, fools some people on the street, what have you. Great. Then he takes, at the end of the episode, he takes three bloggers. These are high-level bloggers. They have millions of followers. They know about blogging and you know, how to make impact and get attention.
I got it.
In the episode, he, you know, kind of, well, I'm kind of behind the time. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? What do you think of this for influence? And they're like laughing. I'm like, this is kind of stupid. They're judging his pictures, right?
Gotcha.
No, I wouldn't do that. You know, and they're kind of like, you know, you're an amateur, right?
Yeah. Moron.
And he says, well, here's what I've done. I have in this box, I have 50 props for you. 50 props. 50. 50.
Yeah, I got it.
And we're at this building where there are 20 scenes where people, they take pictures, you know, just little scenes where people, you know, do pictures, whatever.
Right, yeah, pose for pictures.
Pose for pictures, all kinds.
Yeah, got it.
So they have 50 props. This will stun you, ladies and gentlemen. They have 50 props to choose from. Each one of them can go through and take pictures and use props wherever you want. Yeah. And they just go and take a bunch of pictures and do a bunch of things that they think would be good for their posting and social influencing and have a hashtag.
Okay. I got it.
And they're laughing at him. You know, they're I'm the expert. I'm the expert. And he's like, well, do you think I could influence you? They're like, okay, whatever.
No, you can't.
So he has his scene of what he wants to do.
Right.
It's covered up and they can't see it. And he tells them to go.
Yeah, just do it.
Just go do whatever you want.
Just do it. Yeah.
Go whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
50 props. 50. 50 to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 rooms.
Okay.
You do the math. The combinations
are... combinations are off the charts.
Off the charts.
Yeah.
So they go and take a ton of pictures. Then it gets to the end. Have you taken a bunch of pictures? A bunch of props? Yeah. Okay, I want you to pick the best one and the hashtag do you think will get the most hits and the most whatever.
Okay. I got it.
So they go and they say, okay, reveal your thing. They all turn their picture and reveal it. They all were sitting on a watermelon swing in this one room. It's a swing with a watermelon under it.
Uh-huh.
And have an ice cube tray that they have to their, like, to their face, or they're holding it. And their hashtag is Tray Cool, like a tray, like ice cube tray.
Uh-huh.
Tray, T-R-A-Y, cool. Tray Cool.
Yeah, okay.
Their jaws hit the floor. All three of them have the virtually the exact same thing, the same hashtag.
Wow.
Virtually the same picture, the same hashtag. He lifts up his and he reveals his and it's the same.
Same thing.
Tray Cool.
Wow.
Then it goes back through all his interactions with him.
Uh-huh.
And it highlights the words and how he programmed them and influenced them.
Programmed them. Wow.
To have them pick that.
Wow.
And I was watching that, and when you understand, it's like, oh my God, you want to understand how devious media is. You want to understand how deadly it is, how destructive it is, how places like CNN and all and Fox News, all of them, all these corporate media places on this level operate with this same type of techniques.
Absolutely.
This subliminal messaging, this mind control,
right.
This influencing, the try to get songs, music, the whole culture has been taken over by a death cult that's trying to drive you. He got three completely unique millions of subscribers and I don't know what the hundreds of thousands, I got to guess, combinations.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, I've done the math, but it's a lot. Thousands. Yeah, got to be thousands.
Be way up there.
They picked the same hashtag and virtually the same picture. It's pretty much the same picture.
And I'm sure a lot of those monkeys at Emory University helped out a whole bunch.
Well, the Nazis
hooked up to the yeah. TVs.
Well, what the Nazis started, Emory University continued.
Yeah,
Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange, right? That's exactly right.
Why is this important? Well, if I have to tell you, then you need to go back and listen to what I just said.
Yeah.
We are being manipulated on levels we have yes. no comprehension of.
Every day.
And getting the people and getting the people to succumb and to bow
down
and to stand down and to do this and to use their triggers and use their goodwill against them mm-hmm. and blah, 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 and insert here and da, da, da. And the good news is there's still so many people that, no, I don't care what, I'm not doing it. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
In the medical profession, it's at least a third, it seems like, in some areas, even more, but it seems, from what I can tell, you know, of course, a lot of these sources are corporate media, so who knows what the real truth is. It's real truth. But it seems about a third of medical community, they're not doing it.
No, they're not.
So now, because we're saying no, like David Icke said.
Mm-hmm. That's the most profound thing he said.
That's the most.
Just say no.
That's the most stunning interview. We've probably
we got all the power.
Yeah, say
we
no.
We have all the power.
No.
No, absolutely not. No, I ain't doing it.
No. Because we have said no, now they have to be more tyrannical.
Correct.
And, yeah, and that, then that
pushes it to them now. It moves the Overton window to them.
Right, to them.
Right.
And also there's a thing we talked about, lesser magic.
That's right.
There, you know, if you talk about Luciferianism, okay, there's a story. I'll get to this, and then we'll talk about lesser magic. There's a story out of, it's all over. I mean, it's just sick. And the picture, oh, let me find it here. This isn't CNN, and it's got a picture of this rapper. He's got his hair dyed red. He's got these new sneakers up. His fingers are painted black. It's a boy, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
He's got one eye covered, like the typical, you know, all-seeing eye Illuminati type picture. It looks like his eyes look red. He's got some kind of contact in him. Sick. This is Lil Nas. That's the guy's name. Lil Nas X. I don't even know what this is. Some rapper. I have no idea. He releases unofficial Satan, quote unquote, Nikes containing human blood. So he took some old Nikes and he is releasing, is it 600? 666 pairs. Launching as a limited edition drop of 666 pairs. Each shoe's air bubble, the air bubble in the soles, contains 60 cc's of red ink in it.
You mean he's gypping them? He's not giving them real blood?
No, with one drop of blood in it.
Oh, one drop of blood.
Okay. One drop of human blood.
Oof.
I'd like to know where they got that human blood.
Me too.
I'd like to know where that came from. Surprise me, you know, allegedly, or maybe. Surprise me if it was a sacrifice victim. Wouldn't surprise me.
I was thinking the same thing.
They're priced $1,000 a pair.
And I bet you he'll be a millionaire from it.
They'll sell. What's 1,000 times 600?
Yeah. And then he'll just do it over and over again.
600,000?
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be a millionaire.
Okay. There's Luciferians have infiltrated. We talked about this, just about ad nauseum now. And one of the ways they control, we've talked about this. This is very important. Hey, Todd, you there? Todd, you there? Okay. Just skip the break. We're going to go right through. We'll just skip break. We haven't been on in a while.
Yeah, let's do it.
You up for it?
I'm up for it. I can take it.
You can take it? You had your cup of coffee this morning,
I did.
Right? Okay, you ready?
It's starting to kick in. I'm getting ready to get fired up.
All right. This plan, whatever you want to call it, wannabe controllers, whatever. You know, we can disagree on the certain particulars of it, and it doesn't, our disagreement really doesn't matter. It really doesn't. We'll talk about that later. For them to institute their plan, the Luciferian agenda of your will over to them, it has to be voluntary.
Correct.
Because if it's not voluntary, then the karma and the energy
goes
back to them, and the universe stops it.
Right.
So they need us. They need our will. They need our permission. They need our complicity. There you go. Complicity. They need our compliance.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
So when they do something, the lesser magic, they cast a spell, they project things to you, and then they get you to say yes.
Right.
So it's not on them if they say, well, now it's for you to have your healthcare job, you have to have a mandatory vaccine.
Right.
Okay. That's not on them energetically and universally. It's on you. Because they're not holding you down and forcing you. This isn't Nazi Germany.
Right.
They're not forcing you. I mean, something, that's another question, but whatever.
Yes.
Can't go on that. They're not forcing you.
Right.
They're making you make the choice.
Yeah, you make the choice.
Because of our lack of liberty-mindedness, because of our lack of diligence, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, our lack of vigilance, they're to the point where they can even dictate that to medical professionals.
Yes.
If we would have believed in the Bill of Rights, mm-hmm. that it was the most important thing in our life, and
yeah.
it is. It's the most important thing on this earth. On this earth,
yeah.
our relationship with God,
yes,
and the Bill of Rights,
and the Bill of Rights,
and everything that goes with it are the most. Your life is not as important as the Bill of Rights.
That is correct.
Your physical life, mm-hmm. not your eternal life. Your physical life is not as important as the Bill of Rights.
What do you have if you don't have freedom? Nothing.
So because of our lack of vigilance, now they are to the point where they can dictate these things and our choices become more and more limited.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes harder and harder.
Yeah.
But still, it's still our choice.
Right.
And
they do it through movies. A lot of movies. They tell you exactly what they're doing. 10 years ago, they're having a pandemic. How does that happen? 10 years later, we have a pandemic, and they shut everything down. Well, they just told you 10 years ago what they're going to do.
The movie I Am Legend scares me very. It concerns me very much. Because in the movie I Am Legend, the plot of the movie, you know, Will Smith is the last man alive, basically. It's Charlton Heston.
Oh, Charlton.
From the old Charlton, from My Cold Dead Hands.
That's beautiful.
Charlton Heston had the same movie a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Omega Man, or was it the same?
Yeah, I think it was the Omega Man.
Or was it the same I Am Legend? I don't know.
But
basically, same movie was made with Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
Basically, Will Smith was the last man on Earth, the new version mm-hmm. that came out, I don't know, 10 or so years ago.
Right.
He was the last man on Earth, him and his dog, and everything was destroyed. He found out later there were some other people, but basically everything was destroyed. How did it all get destroyed? Do you remember?
No.
There was a virus. There was a pandemic. Do you remember how the pandemic got bad?
No.
Okay. The pandemic got bad. If you watch that show, it says people got sick. There was a virus out. You know, it wasn't bad, but it was out. It was, you know, a problem. They hurried up and rushed to do a vaccine.
Right.
They did the vaccine. The vaccine failed and it mutated the people. And the people, then it turned into a much worse, then the pandemic absolutely exploded and people were dying left and right.
Left and right, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the plot of that movie.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, we've heard from Sherry Tenpenny, Dolores Cahill, mm-hmm. Many other scientists are saying, you know, I don't know that this is true, but it certainly is a possibility that the damage to your immune system is going to create a cytokine storm the next time you're exposed to any kind of coronaviruses.
Anybody who has a coronavirus and you're exposed to it, you're going to have a cytokine storm and you are going to die.
Well, let's hope not. But definitely, it certainly looks like that your immune system is compromised and something different and you're in another world.
That's what happened to the animal studies with the ferrets that they're not telling you about. They said they're skipping the animal test. Well, they're only skipping the animal test because they already did it and all the animals died.
Yeah, they already did some RNA tests.
Yeah, they had the reaction that they wanted. They had the... You know,
they said there was a reaction. Oh, they created an antibody. That's good. Let's reintroduce them.
Yeah. So they waited a month and they were real excited about it. You know, we got the antibodies. Now let's reintroduce them into some other animals that have the virus. Well, they introduced them to the animals that had the virus and all the ferrets died.
All of them.
All
everyone,
of them.
Everyone.
All of them died. Everyone. And they're keeping that quiet. So what is going to happen with what you're doing to us?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So,
but
hopefully
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, me neither. Hopefully our immune system is a lot stronger than a ferret's.
Hopefully so. I'm You know, you were watching, I watched a little bit of Braveheart with you. You watched,
oh, yeah.
You watched Braveheart over the weekend.
What a great movie that was. It was about the 10th time I saw that. Cinematography was beautiful. The writing was beautiful. The message was beautiful. Everything.
Totally sucks you in.
Totally sucks you in.
It's one of the greatest movies of the last 25 years or however long it's been.
At least the top 10 of all time.
The last, I don't even remember what year it came out. 98?
95, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah, so 26 years. Yeah. So in the last 26 years, it's without question one of the greatest movies.
Yes.
In my mind.
And Edward Longshanks, Edward I.
Listen to this quote. Yes. I was stunned by this. Tell a story.
Yeah.
Who is the King of England?
He's the King of England
in that movie, in real life, he is a real life person.
Yes, he was a real life. This is what he said about the Scots. They're dirty. They're smelly. You can't teach them a thing. And all they care about is freedom.
Wow. This is
America.
It's King of England.
Yeah. America should take a page out of the Scots book and care about freedom like they cared about freedom in the 12th century.
Well, the interview with James McCanney, we detailed this to some degree. I gave you there's a great book. There's several of them. I mean, this, ladies and gentlemen, this is the pretty much substantiated fact. What I'm telling you, I'm about to tell you, I think it's beyond dispute. The Israelite tribes went to the Caucasus Mountain. That's where the word Caucasian came from when they were escaping the Assyrians or Babylonians, whichever one came first. I can't remember. I apologize. But they went to the Caucasus Mountains. They came back. They started to migrate through to Greece, to Rome. They were in there, and then they left. Joseph of Arimathea went to England, was an emissary to England, and went to that area, the Irish. It's clear, very clear to anybody who's studied this at all, the Israelite tribes went to Western Europe, specifically Ireland, Scotland, this that we're saying.
And it's written down.
It's beyond dispute.
It's beyond dispute, yeah.
Judas Scepter, Joseph's Birthright is a seminal book written about 1905, I think, somewhere like that, by Allen is the guy's name. Judas Scepter, Joseph's Birthright. You check that book out, and you read that book, and you tell me what the truth is. And many other people. There's a lot of other research about it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like we said, there was a newspaper article at the time from the 1830s where Queen Victoria, they said, was coronated on the Stone of Destiny, the very rock that Jacob covenanted with God in the land of between Luz and is it Lutz and Bethel, Bethlehem, in the Bible. When he prayed all night, when he wrestled with an angel, Jacob wrestled the angel, and the angel was overcome, and the covenant was made on that rock.
Yes, I remember that years ago reading that story.
Yes, that was a publicized, common,
very publicized. It was made known, and that this is the stone from
Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob. Sorry,
Jacob.
Yeah.
So this idea of freedom and liberty in the Israelites is so inbred into our blood and is so woven into the fabric of the United States. United States is the bastion and seems to be the last land of hope for this. The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. Because of that, you know, Pastor Wright made a good point. We have a physical covenant with God. Now for us to fulfill the spiritual covenant, we individually have to buy into this.
Right.
We have to latch on to this. Liberty.
Unite.
Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Your religion, I hate to be preachy, but nobody else is telling these things, so I gotta say it.
Yeah, you have to.
I gotta say it. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Period.
Period.
Exclamation point. Where there's no liberty, there's no virtue. With no virtue, there's no truth. Where there's no truth, there's no love. Where there's no love, there's no influence of God. So as this is starting, liberty is starting to go away, you're seeing destruction. You're seeing chaos. You're seeing
cities being burned. When is that? In America, cities being burned. Please, that doesn't happen since the Civil War.
Your religion, if you're a Christian, your religion is liberty. That's your religion. If God makes you free, you are free indeed.
You are
free. He came to set the captives free. How many times have you heard this?
A lot.
All throughout the scriptures, what is your religion? What is his purpose? You know, to free you.
Yeah.
To free you from what? From death.
And God wants
from chaos.
God wants us free. Simple as that.
The Luciferian agenda, we've seen this with the, I say this over and over again, there are very, very few people saying this. You want to know what value I have brought to this show? This is the message and the value that I've brought to the airwaves. Take it or leave it, whatever. I know it's true. I will die on this mountain. The Luciferian agenda, you go back Greek mythology, they all talk about it. Ares. Ares was mad at Zeus for giving fire to man. It's a metaphor. Giving divinity the spark, divine spark of reason. The divine spark of reason was given to mankind by God. Ares was jealous, mad, thought it was a mistake. Watch, they're just going to make a mess of it. Why in the world would you waste this on them? They don't know what they're doing. And God said, I'm going to give them choice. I'm going to give them, you know, the Bible. Now we're going to Christianity and right. The Bible. Through my son, through the sacrifice, I will allow them the choice to choose, and they will have a way to
ascend. Yes.
Bingo. Lucifer said, no, I will use their divine spark, and I will capture it. If they give it to me, I will just make them free. Look at all this suffering. I will take the suffering away. There's a difference between a Satanist and a Luciferian. Luciferians that are very, very, very moral. Please remember what I just said. The Luciferians at the very top of this are much more moral than the general body of Christians in this country. And you're thinking, oh, that's the most damnedest thing I've ever heard. It's not the morality you think.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same way you've been brought up.
Right. It's not the same morality.
Right.
But they are exact with their morality.
Mm-hmm.
And their morality is, I am going to save mankind from all this suffering.
That's right. And take away their choice.
And the ends justify the means.
That's right. And by any way.
By any way, the ends justify the means. Killing doesn't matter. Killing is moral. Destroying people's moral.
Yeah.
Do it with transhumanism with these experimental shots.
Absolutely.
Is moral. Because at the end, justify the means, and the greater good is that we submit our will to the Luciferian agenda so that we can all be happy. There can be order everywhere.
Yep. No freedom of choice.
Right. And they are extremely locked into that morality.
Yes.
If we were 1/10 locked in as yep. Christians to our agenda, to our morality,
yes.
This would be no
over.
Over. This would yep. be over. We're not.
They are in lockstep together, and it's going to be hard to defeat them.
They disagree with so many levels, these Luciferians.
Mm-hmm.
They completely agree on the 20% that matters to them.
That matters to them, yeah. And there's no dissension.
Or they're dead.
Or they're dead, yeah. Lights out.
On the important things.
Yeah.
So this is where we're at. What am I most... I hate to use the word proud, but I can't think of a better word. What am I most pleased with... that we've done the show, a couple things. One, I'm happy that we've continued Joyce's vision. For better, for worse, obviously, certainly at the first, I was, I wasn't the best radio show host. I'm fairly competent now.
Mm-hmm. Whether,
whether you like me or not, yeah. I'm at least give up people opportunity. Okay, that's one. Two, I'm extremely glad about the medical, the health news that we've done.
That's a wonderful part of the show.
And some of the
just
people
a
that
wonderful part of the show that we've helped so many people.
Yes.
That just brings a joy to my heart.
I know what it means to be sick.
Oh,
that,
yes.
That's why I understand
both
this. That's
know.
What, yes. We
both
understand that. We know, I know what it means to not feel good, not be able to function in your
mm-hmm.
life. I know what that means. And I know what it means to then have deliverance. And salvation
yeah,
from this, and have
know,
knowledge to help you.
Helping somebody a little bit. Feel a little bit better. When you feel lousy, and if you can feel a little bit better, that's really good.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
I am very pleased. I'm getting people calling me saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for getting Crypto J on the show.
And I'm one of them.
I have people tell me they've made hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. No.
I've had other people, like Todd, tell me my only regret is that I didn't listen to you a year
right,
ago.
Right, exactly. I didn't get in. He didn't, and he blames you.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Dan, you are a turd for not getting me in early.
I am so proud that we were able to do that. And you can see other shows. Even somebody sent me a link of Alex talking about Bitcoin now.
Yeah.
Alex is talking about Bitcoin.
20 years later.
Yeah.
He had an opportunity to get in 20 years ago.
I mean, a year plus ago, we've been talking about this panic. This is the wave. There's a new article, Soros Management. It's George Soros. Their chief of asset management just came out with an interview and said they are very concerned about the crypto space and they are going to be investing heavily in it, and that the future is now.
Yes.
Okay, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to happen with or without you. And there's a wave coming of this.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that people have taken advantage. And you can say, well, you know, I don't want to be involved in this peace system. I get it.
Yeah.
You got a dollar in your pocket?
Yeah.
Do you spend a dollar at Walmart? Okay, you're involved.
Yeah.
You're already involved.
And Crypto J says, you might as well get in now because you're going to be forced in 6 months or a year from now. So what's the difference? You might as well get in early and earn a little bit.
Well, make some money, and then use the money to buy you options.
Yes, absolutely.
Money buys you options.
It does. It does. Mm-hmm.
You know,
it buys you food storage.
It buys you food storage. It buys you off-grid power. It buys you a different land. It allows you to move somewhere where mm-hmm. you feel like you can be a little freer
yes.
for longer.
Mm-hmm.
And
get you out of the city. If you don't want to be in a city, I mean, you get a couple. You don't have to buy a lot of cryptos. You could buy $200, $1,000, and that could change your life if you hit the right one.
What would you say, since it's been about a year you've been doing this?
Mm-hmm.
What would the multiplier over your money, do you think, be? 5 or 10 times?
Yeah, I'm between 5 and 10 times multiplied.
In a year?
I think it's less than that, in about 4 months.
Okay, so yeah, you started out a little slow.
Yeah, yeah.
You were a little slow to get on board with Crypto J. Look, just sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do what he says.
Well, I didn't have much money, you know.
Well, yeah, but.
Then I said, well, all right, I'm going all in. Whatever money I had, I took everything I had and I put it into it. And, geez, within 3 months, I think it quadrupled 4 times in 3 months.
This is not investment advice. This is our experience.
This is our experience.
And this is what we're hearing.
This is what we did.
So I'm very pleased, proud of that. I am most proud. Joy started it with Sheriff Mack. We have taken it to a new level how we've promoted this with Sheriff Mack. I am most proud of kind of our alignment and teachings about Sheriff Mack and the things that Sheriff Mack done. I had a long talk with, not long, but pretty fairly substantial talk with Sheriff Mack over the weekend. Our efforts, what you have donated to him, has been phenomenal. He is getting, some days, 10 speaking requests a day. He had to hire somebody else to take phone calls. He is still overwhelmed. Police department, not sheriffs, police departments are now calling him for training and to understand and to be on a webinar and to present this information. This is spreading fast and strong. There is no better idea or plan that I have ever seen to peacefully, lawfully, you know, we're not renegades, we're not extreme, we're not revolutionaries. The revolution has already happened. We're law-abiding, lawful, constitutional men and women of honor, of integrity, of valor, and this is how you do it.
Yes.
Sheriff Mack's message is exploding. He had over 200 people in Texas.
Wow.
You know, we were thinking, you know, maybe 150 is thinking it was 200. Remember in Virginia, it was about 75 to 80.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, Texas, was about 200.
This next one is
because this
be
next
1,000.
One, who knows how many he'll have. But he's getting these speaking engagements where he speaks. This is spreading so fast.
Mm-hmm.
One of our friends, one of our great listeners, Judy, tell a story what she said about the Sheriff Mack.
Judy called me up the other day and was talking about she's so sick of donating to conservatives that do nothing. And she told me that from now on, all those donations that she was going to give to the conservatives that she donated, she donated to about 4 or 5 of them. She's taken them all and donated them to Sheriff Mack because Sheriff Mack gets things done. And she believes 100% in that the constitutional sheriff is the way to go.
Well, it's the only way. It's the only lawful way. Yeah. Washington's gone, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, Washington, don't waste your breath.
Right.
I mean, if something good happens of it, consider yourself blessed.
Yes.
The strongest government is local government.
Yes.
That's always been true.
Mm-hmm.
And the constitutional sheriff, if they want to push vaccines, the constitutional sheriff can, it can be dead on arrival with a sheriff. One person.
Yes.
One man.
One man.
One man who understands his role and what he can do.
Backed up by the people.
Well, whether he's backed up or not, it's how much spine he has. But having the people back him up is very important. It's very important.
Yes, very important.
And then he can go further. You know, the Second Amendment is a hot button topic. Sanctuary counties are being formed all over America. Mm-hmm. I think it's up to 25%.
Judy says there's one right next to them, and her neighbor. He's getting all fired up. She showed him that Sheriff Mack's book,
yeah.
And he wants more of them so he can hand them out to his friends.
What's the other story? About vaccine.
Vaccines.
Tell the story about that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you think, what can I do? I'll tell you what you can do. You can pray.
Yes.
You can look at your life and see, schools, I understand school's a big one. I'm not going to stop talking about it. If that offends you, I'm sorry. I apologize for offending you if I say it in a derogatory way. I don't apologize if I'm offending you because it offends your delicate nature. I'm not.
Right.
The schools are a disaster. It is a cancer. And so that you can look at your life and you can say all the things. You know, I have a bank account at, J.P. Morgan Chase or Bank of America. Why don't I get it out of there?
Yeah, go local.
Go somewhere else. Go to the credit union. Not only is it smart that way, it's smart for you because the small banks can't bail in.
Right. And believe me, at some point in time, the big banks are going to bail in and take 30, maybe 40%.
Maybe 10%.
Yeah.
Who knows what it is? But, in Cyprus, it was
30%.
It's about 30%.
Yeah. You wake up one day, they shut down the banks for a day or two, and then you go back and look at your bank account, and you're 30% down. That's what a bail-in is.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you.
You're a third-party investor. Your bank account is not a bank account. It is a deposit account.
Yes.
And you're a third-party investor to the bank now.
Mm-hmm.
If they need help,
you're going to help them, whether you like it or not.
That law was changed, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah. Time goes quickly. A couple more news stories. U.S. church membership falls below 50% for the first time. I should have this quote. We're not quite set up here. I usually have that quote about, is it Rudolf Steiner? About in the future, they'll take a shot and it's going to separate them from their consciousness. They won't care about the divine. They're going to be automaton.
That's right.
You think that has anything to do with church membership being low?
Of course. Of course it does. And it helps these soldiers on post-traumatic stress, too, that same shot.
They don't think about anything. They have no consciousness.
They have no consciousness. It eats out that part of the brain.
Well,
the God gene.
It turns into a serpent. The lizard brain.
That's right.
It makes the snake brain the lizard brain.
Yeah.
I mean, these metaphors in the Bible, these aren't just fairy tales, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
there's deep, deep meaning in these.
Even the old fairy tales are true.
Yeah. Yeah. Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
You think that doesn't go on with these kids being kidnapped?
Oh, boy, yes.
White House is now putting a limelight on Kamala Harris because I think they know that
she's next.
Well, I mean, Biden can't even have a press conference.
It's probably a virtual.
It's a hologram.
Yeah, hologram.
Laura Trump calls out liberal hypocrisy on Biden border crisis. This is.
Well, if the states wanted to stop it, they could send a militia down there.
I'm tired of that Abbott. I'm tired of that Abbott.
Screw that Abbott. Him in his little wheelchair. I'd roll him off the mountain.
Allegedly. Jokingly. Yeah. It's a joke. It's a joke, son.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Georgia voting law hit with second lawsuit alleged racial discrimination. Georgia's getting serious about the voter reform, and they've had some pretty strict laws about that they've passed about. You got to prove who you are and you want to vote. And we're not going to have some random drop box in the middle of
Chinese drop 16 crates of votes at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Here's a story that I have. I have such opposite. The conflict is not the right word. I have like complete opposite opinions of this story. And I think both of them are right.
Okay.
Baltimore, the city of Baltimore.
Gotcha.
The state attorney there, Marilyn Mosby.
Mossback? Is that what you think?
Close. Baltimore will no longer prosecute drug possession, prostitution, and other low-level offenses. Okay, I have such a conflicting feeling about
that. Well, he's following the Constitution.
Right. Yeah. See, that's part of it.
Yeah, he's following the Constitution.
But that's part of it. But it goes even deeper. They're not even going to prosecute low-level traffic offenses.
There you go.
You know, like low-level.
Yeah,
like,
that's good.
That's fantastic.
That's great. That's the Constitution.
Prostitution is, I don't, you know, yes, people can do what they want, but the problem is prostitution, it's not just, these aren't just 21-year-olds doing it. This is 14-year-olds and 13-year-olds, and so I have my opinion on that.
Mixed bag.
Drug possession.
I don't care.
I care on some things. If fentanyl is coming in, that's not a drug. That's a
killer.
That's like a nuclear bomb. That's like a nuclear bomb. If, you know, somebody's got a joint in their pocket, whatever, I don't want them harassed. I don't want them to, the police think they can have a warrant and they can go in somebody's house 3 o'clock in the morning because they might have
their stuff.
Because they might have a marijuana plant in their basement, which happened in Utah.
In Utah.
Yeah. And that guy
killed five of them.
He shot one. He killed one of them and shot them all.
And then,
but didn't kill him.
Yeah, now he's in jail.
But didn't kill him.
He was ex-military, right?
He was ex-special forces.
Oh, special forces.
So
better.
They came 3 o'clock in the morning. You're ex-special forces. You're going to come in the middle of the night. One pot plant in his basement that
his
deranged ex-girlfriend, spiteful ex-girlfriend, wanted to narc on him about.
Yes.
Oh, he's got a marijuana plant in his basement.
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning, they come.
Kick that
ex-special forces, you don't think he's ready to go?
Yeah.
They found out.
Yeah, his training kicked in and they found out.
They found out. And then afterwards, oh no, he knew we were caught. We told him he was, you know, of course
no,
they lied.
Of course they lied.
Well, I shouldn't say that. Allegedly, they lied. That's what he said. He said, they didn't tell me nothing. They came in. What am I supposed to? I came in. People were coming in.
In my house?
I thought I was in Iraq again.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus, what am I supposed to do?
And I did. I did what I was trained to do.
I don't want to hear some police thinking they can execute authority over you because you got a marijuana plant in your basement.
They have no authority.
And I am not. And I am not for the legalization of marijuana. I am not for it. I am for the decriminalization of it.
That's what I am for, too.
I am not for the legalization of marijuana. It's way worse to have police running around with, squads of...
AK-47s.
Yeah.
Breaking down
ARs.
Doors.
Yeah. Breaking down doors for stuff like... This is ridiculous.
Yes.
And minor traffic offenses should not even be... That's a tax.
Yeah. That's
it's a harassment and a tax.
Yep. They have no legal authority to stop you under constitutional law.
Well,
no
you gave it away if you signed up with it. That's why they want your driver's license.
That's right.
But that's
a different story.
We got a couple minutes. Sherry Rogers is going to come on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's so good to be with you. Again, I apologize for the kind of hit or miss here.
I just want to tell that quick story
go
about
ahead.
Judy.
Go ahead.
She gets this health magazine, and in the health magazine, it has a really good article that tells what's all in the old vaccines in the last 20 years or whatever it was. So she went to the copier, copied it, and she handed some out to her friends. And one of the friends was so impressed, she made 100 copies of them, and she has an auxiliary club that has 100 people in it, and she's taken them to the auxiliary club and handed them personally to every one of them.
Wow. That's
what you can do.
That is power.
That is power. That's
Judy,
what you can do. God
hats off
bless
to
you.
God bless you, Judy. Yep. Hats off to you today. CSPOA's number, phone number, and they are extremely busy. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get the answer machine,
please
just leave a message. Say, hey, I want to donate. Call me back. 602-268-9268. 602-268-9268. Very important.
Very important.
We got a lot of specials over the Power Mall. Let me go over these real quickly since we didn't have a break. REM Sleep and Tranquil, 25% off. Of course, Heart Drops and the whole line of Strauss products are just unparalleled.
Die for.
Unbelievable. Healthy Flow Powder is also on sale. Mother Earth Minerals Healthy Balance, 10% off. I love those Mother Earth Minerals under the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Healthy Balance is a mix of them all. Now, you can't take them. Anyway, we've been over that. I don't have time. But 10% off Good Health Naturally products, the Astaxanthin, the Blockbuster All Clear, Digestive Pills, everybody needs that, Vitamin E, High Quality, Hyzorb Q10, the Curcumin.
Oh my gosh.
The curcumin is now has the benefits of the fenugreek. He's added the fenugreek on the curcumin. Why don't you tell about your arthritis quickly, real quick, 15 seconds about curcumin and arthritis and your.
I mixed it with the hydroxychloroquine.
Hurry.
Yeah. I mixed the curcumin with the hydroxychloroquine. I've needed a knee replacement for at least 10, 15 years. And it's getting to the point where I could hardly walk on it. And I was getting to the point where, you know, it's getting time for it. I mixed those two, and I mixed them pretty good. And I ran on my leg for the other day. And you know what happened to my wrist? I couldn't put weight on it. I could put weight on it. I can do push-ups.
Unbelievable
what it has.
And these doctors will write a prescription for hydroxy if you talk about arthritis.
Because the hydroxychloroquine coats the arthritis, that's what the lady said.
Lithium Balance, Alpha Lipoic Acid, the Health Point Machine, fantastic. You go make some money on cryptos and buy a Health Point Machine. You see how this can help you?
There it is.
North American Urban Spice, the oregano, absolutely essential. Getting a little sick when I come here, you know, travel. Oregano and Orega Resp, bam!
Knocked out.
Orega Dent, all the Collagen Power Plus, Chaga Max, all the other things, Black Seed, Purely C, important. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your support at the Power Mall. Please support us. Buy from the good guys. 877-817-9829. God bless you. Sherry Rogers on the other side.
Everyone.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.